A recent complaint filed with the Food and Drug Administration alleges that mismanagement and financial impropriety at the Blood Bank of Alaska led to dangerously short supplies of blood this summer. The story has been followed closely by the Alaska Journal of Commerce. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes spoke with reporter DJ Summers of the Journal. Summers says there were two stories.
The first one came out in early August, and that was in response to some rumors that there'd been an export agreement with a California blood bank, LifeStream. The Blood Bank of Alaska agreed to sell LifeStream 100 units of blood every week. So I wrote a story about that, responding to that. And the second concerned a complaint that a group of blood bank employees filed with the Food and Drug Administration, alleging that there were some dangerous donor conditions, that there were some blood shortages that were specifically related to the export agreement with LifeStream.
Well, how common are these blood sharing agreements? I mean, the one with LifeStream in California, is it abnormal for a blood bank to be selling or giving blood to other locations around the country?
Absolutely not. These are very, very common agreements with blood banks in larger metropolitan areas, Chicago, New York. So they have a lot of violent injuries, things like that, and they demand just a lot more blood. Typically, they will reach out to blood banks in less dangerous areas, Idaho, Colorado, Montana, in this case, Alaska, to keep a fresh supply of blood.
Are blood shortages a big deal? I mean, is that something that employees were just filing out of a procedural interest, or is this something that actually does kind of pose a medical threat?
It was very much related to an issue of public, a concern for public health. And again, these are allegations. I can't verify any of them. But the concern is that if there were a bad highway accident or something that involved a lot of people, the blood bank actually might not be keeping enough blood on hand to supply major hospitals in the Anchorage area or at any one of the other two dozen facilities around the state that need the blood, that contract with the Blood Bank of Alaska. So there's a concern there.
I gather it's been kind of hard getting information from the blood bank directly. So who are your sources and who are you getting information on this story from?
Well, some of those people I can't really talk about, but the person who filed the complaint to the FDA's Linda Soriano. She was the grant writer and development manager at the Blood Bank of Alaska.
And why did Linda Soriano, why did she come forward and how has she figured into what you've been able to learn about stuff?
Linda had access to some of the financial materials. In fact, one of the bigger pieces of the complaint that she wrote to the FDA was that blood bank leadership wasn't being transparent about their financials when they were applying for grants to state grant-making institutions like Rasmussen Foundation or Murdoch. So in her learning about those finances and her involvement there, she started asking more questions and got around to the issue of blood shortages.
DJ Summers is a reporter with the Alaska Journal of Commerce. He spoke to Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes. In a request for comment, a spokesperson wrote in email that the Blood Bank of Alaska began an investigation as soon as it learned of the allegations and said many of the claims are without merit, adding the organization is confident in its ability to safely provide blood to Alaskans.